Republican voters in Haines choose Trump by a narrow margin. And faster, better, cheaper internet is one step closer to Haines and Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Donald Trump edged out Ted Cruz by one vote in Haines' Republican presidential preference poll. Alaska was one of about a dozen states that took part in Super Tuesday. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Of the 78 Haines voters who participated in the Republican poll, 26 were for Trump and 25 were for Cruz. Haines resident Janet Kurtz said she voted for Trump.
Because he's not a politician, for one thing, and he might be able to get things done, at least stir Washington, D.C. up.
Shannon Del Preti is a Cruz supporter.
And what are some of the reasons that you've heard that he can be a good candidate?
This sounds terrible. I really just, what my husband told me. I think partly probably some of the other ones that I might have gone for just didn't have a lot of, what would you call it, recognition or not enough people that would vote for him. So you got to pick somebody that you hope people are going to go for. So
the other candidates aside from Cruz and Trump did get fewer votes in Haines and across the state and country. Marco Rubio garnered 18 Haines votes, John Kasich received 6, and Ben Carson got just 3 votes. Statewide, Texas Senator Cruz garnered the most support. About 36% of Alaska GOP voters went for Cruz. Trump came in second with 33.5%. Rubio was third with 15%. Alaska Republicans will send 28 delegates to the National Convention in July, where the party will choose a presidential nominee. The Alaska Dispatch News reported that based on the Super Tuesday voting, 12 of the Alaska delegates will be pledged to Cruz, 11 will be for Trump, and 5 for Rubio. Turnout around the state for the GOP preference poll was especially high. Haines resident Scott Bradford said it was his first time participating in the preliminary vote. Bradford voted for Trump.
He wants to protect our borders and make our military strong again, and I think that's really important to me.
The state Republican Party put rules in place that only registered Republicans could vote in this poll. That means undeclared or non-affiliated voters couldn't participate. But Judy Heinmiller, who ran the Haines poll, said 16 people registered as Republicans on the spot in order to vote.
Lots of people felt strongly enough about this that they signed up to be, you know, they joined the party, basically, to be able to vote.
But not everyone was willing to register as Republican in order to cast a vote. Haines resident Al Morgan walked away when he heard that was the case.
I'm undeclared. So I'd have to register as a Republican, and I don't want to. So,
who would you have voted for?
Anybody but Trump.
Nationwide, Trump won in the majority of Super Tuesday states, with Cruz garnering the second highest number of wins. The Alaska Democratic Party is holding a caucus later this month on March 26th. In states where the Democratic Party did hold Super Tuesday events, Hillary Clinton won the majority over rival candidate Bernie Sanders. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Alaska voting results are unofficial until ballots are verified later this week. Operation Better, Cheaper Internet cleared another hurdle last week. The Department of Natural Resources and Alaska Power and Telephone reached an agreement over the underwater easement for a fiber optic cable from Juneau. AP&T says the project will greatly improve internet speed and capacity in Haines and Skagway. Faster access and looser data caps in the Upper Lynn Canal mean positive impacts to businesses, healthcare providers, and schools, not to mention faster internet for residential users. Simply put, it's a bigger window to the outside world for everybody.
I'm excited to see what this will do for learning opportunities for our students.
That's Sam McFeeters, the technology teacher for the Haynesboro School District. He says access to greater bandwidth will have huge implications for students and teachers.
With the growing idea of having online courses and interactive websites and apps that are driven by online content, it's very important that we have a solid internet connection for the schools.
Among the many needs for bigger, better web access, McPheeter says are language applications, teleconferencing, and independent learning lessons and classes, all of which require a lot of bandwidth. DNR released a notice last week announcing the agreement and requesting public comment. The 86-mile undersea fiber optic cable will connect Haines and Skagway with the line that links Juneau to the outside world. AP&T will pay the state just over $35,000 annually for the use of the underwater property for the cable. According to the agreement, the DNR's Division of Mining, Land, and Water agreed on a 25-year private, non-exclusive easement for approximately 313 acres of state tidelands and submerged lands for the cable. Mike Garnett is the Chief Operations Officer for AP&T. He says the decision came down a couple of weeks ago after the department received the determination from the Attorney General's office.
The next step is to go through the public notice process, and that's probably about a 30-day window. And then after that is probably another 30 days before the DNR gives us a permit.
Garrett says this quest for improved internet access started in September 2014 and has gone through two or three public comment periods with no one voicing objection. After the permit is issued, Garrett says the process of scheduling vessels to actually lay the cable will start, but he says they're waiting to make sure the decision announced by DNR will stand before finalizing plans. He says the hope is to have the cable resting on the seafloor of Lynn Canal by this fall and the proverbial switch flipped by the end of the year. Besides faster, more abundant service, Garrett says customers can expect rates to fall, too. He says ideally, more expansive internet will also connect to the cellular realm.
We'll be able to provide capacity to cellular carriers, so they would be able to have better throughput and provide better cellular service and LTE service as well. So not only on the wired side would we provide broadband, but we're hoping that the other cellular carriers will be able to have better service as well. They have to ask us, sell it to them, but we provide transport for most of them at this point. It just we have more available.
In Skagway, after the last cruise ship season, AP&T was approached by AT&T and asked to carry its cellular traffic. Cell service and data accessibility are often bogged down when cruise ships dock in Skagway. With up to 10,000 passengers a day posting selfies and Facebook updates, locals are often left with little or no service. As for Skagway's bustling tourism industry, improved internet and cell service means better business practices and happier locals and guests. Here's Tourism Director Cody Jennings.
We're thrilled at the idea that this is going to go forward. We've been struggling the last few years with connectivity issues, so this little bump's really going to make a difference for our visitors as well as our community here, just getting business transactions done.
The service could also potentially reach Whitehorse and the rest of the Yukon if providers there reach out to AP&T. Currently, though, Garrett says there are no plans to make that investment. The line will come ashore near Lutac Inlet in Haines and in Smuggler's Cove in Skagway. In May, the Skagway Borough Assembly voted to okay the easement in the cove. Garrett says the new fiber optic cable will provide unlimited capacity.
We'll have, you know, services similar to what they would find in larger urban areas. It'll take a little bit of time for prices to get down as far as you might find, like in Seattle or Tacoma, but that's our goal eventually.
Skagway's AP&T manager Darren Beliesel told KHNS last year that the current system used to provide internet service through AP&T, called the Southeast Alaska Microwave Network, could be maxed out in 3 to 5 years. So it would seem that the improved service will come just in time. Public comments can be emailed to david.gann@alaska.gov. That's david.gann@alaska.gov. before March 28th. The Haines School Board approved next year's school calendar at a meeting on Tuesday night. The first day of school will be August 23rd and the last day, May 25th. Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson said there were a limited number of comments from the public on the calendar.
A couple people wanted to extend the calendar so that we would have a little bit larger, a longer break at Christmas. The vast majority of people didn't like that because it would extend the school year.
The calendar has a 2-week winter break. The school administration recently decided to switch back to the former bell schedule next year. That means there won't be weekly early release days, and teachers will have more in-service days to complete professional development. The board also approved a first reading of a revised board policy regarding conflicts of interest. The school board also passed revised board policies on school discipline and safety and married, pregnant, and parenting students. The board will get into school district budget discussions in coming weeks. A budget workshop is scheduled for March 28th. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening, and thank you for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can always listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.